Right, up next will be Washington State coach Mike Leach, and the Cougars are on the road at Colorado this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Again, please press star and the number one on your telephone keypad to ask a question. Our first question is from David Eben with Sports on Earth.
Mike, what do you think of the committee's approach to margin of victory when it assesses team's resume? It basically has a stated goal of ignoring it.
Run that by me again.
The committee tries to ignore margin of victory when it's assessing teams' resumes. How do you feel about that approach?
I don't know. The whole approach is haywire to begin with. I mean, the best way to solve the problem is to have more teams in the playoffs, and that would be very easy to do. I mean, they ought to have a minimum of 16. I think they ought to have 64, but somewhere between 16 and 64, it would solve a lot of these problems, I think.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Your next question is from Lou Wright with CougFan.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Morning.
How much has Riley Sorensen contributed to the overall improved play of your O-line this season?
Oh, I think he's contributed. I think he's a good communicator. I think he does a good job leading that aspect of the unit. I think so he's kind of stable that way. You know, and I think over the season we've elevated his play so he doesn't have, you know, lapses. He's, you know, sometimes he'll have lapses, but he's kind of the cornerstone of the O-line from the standpoint he communicates, you know.
And last week you had a classic example of a good roster because you had an X-Man up and Nate DeRuyter come out and play. Could you talk a little bit about his performance?
Thought he played really well. He's always played really hard. And, you know, DeRuyter's a smart guy, but the best thing is DeRuyter always hustles. Every time you see DeRuyter, he's hustling. And ended up with an interception besides.
Yeah, both teams, you and Colorado, are just about the same statistically. And you've acknowledged that Colorado's got a lot of experience on defense. With that said, could you just maybe pick out a couple of key matchups in this game Saturday?
Well, I don't have anything really specific. The biggest thing, we just got to play the best game that we can play and focus on ourselves, you know. I mean, clearly a good team, but we just have to play together the best we can, you know.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Your next question is from Cal Kensing with Athlon Sports.
Coach, what has River meant to your offense, and how do you go about replacing or replicating his production in the receiving core?
Really good player, but, you know, we have other guys that do a good job as well. So, you know, let's play those guys.
And is there anything that he's able to do not in the lineup as far as maybe, you know, providing some additional insight or anything like that, you know, having been such an integral part of the team for so long?
I just think he's a good guy that everybody likes having around. Like, you know, I mean, you know, once the thing starts, you play with whoever's out there.
Thank you.
Yep.
Again, starting the number one to ask a question.
Any further questions for Coach? All right. Hearing none, Mike, that'll do it for you. Thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you.